Managers of the Review and Herald Office, St. Helena, California, July 12, 1901. To the managers of the Review and Herald Office, dear brethren, I have something to write in regard to the school interest. Christ's object lessons, in accordance with the Lord's instructions, was donated to our schools for the special purpose of releasing them from debt. And this gave the Review and Herald opportunity to do a generous work in behalf of the Battle Creek School. If the work of selling Christ's object lessons had not been taken up, there would scarcely have been a hope that the debt of the Battle Creek College to the Review Office would ever have been paid. From the light given me by the Lord, I know that He will be displeased if the Review and Herald is in any way exacting in dealing with those who are trying to release our schools from debt. As those in the Review and Herald see their brethren struggling to free the schools from debt, they are to cooperate with them. Those who have charge of this work have carried a heavy burden. Nothing could have been done without earnest effort and determined vigilance. And nothing else could have done that which Christ's object lessons has done to bring relief to the schools. Let all church members show their appreciation of God's gracious design and be laborers together with God in making the most of His blessing. Nothing could displease the Lord more than for the Review and Herald to show narrow-mindedness and make exacting demands upon the school, putting out a hand of power to do work similar to the work which has been done in the past, to the shame of some in the service of God. God has wrought in a wonderful manner through Christ's object lessons. Let not selfishness reach out the hand to spoil the pattern. The Review and Herald has profited by the work which has been done to raise the debt on the Battle Creek School. Let those in the church remember that their brethren, who have labored so earnestly in behalf of the schools, deserve the favors God designs them to have as they seek to establish the school in a more favorable locality. Let not those believers in Battle Creek think that they will do God service by binding about the school interests. God saw that His servants were sacrificing and trying to raise money to free the schools from debt. Then the still, small voice spoke to God's humble servant, telling me to make known that God had heard the prayers and witnessed the tears of His people, and that He had a plan for the relief of the schools, a plan by which many would be helped, but which was especially to relieve the schools from their pressure of debt. This plan was carried forward. Faith and works combined brought success. And God will continue to make the work on Christ's object lessons a means of great good. Let not one thread of selfishness be woven into the work of the Lord. Those in responsible positions are on test and trial. God calls for more mercy, more tenderness, more pity, more courtesy than has been shown. There should be a reformation among the workers. Those who handle the work of the Lord should show themselves to be men of broad minds, men who appreciate what has been done for the relief of the schools. Let not that which was designed to relieve the schools be made no relief because of the grasping spirit of selfishness. All our institutions, sanitariums, schools, and publishing houses are to stand shoulder to shoulder to help and bless one another. The coming of the Lord is right upon us. Those connected with God's service are not to seek to grasp the largest benefits for their line of work, irrespective of circumstances. The Lord has devised a plan whereby the Battle Creek School may be released from debt and established in a more favorable location. Is the school, through the selfishness of men, to be left where it will, in some respects, be worse off than before any effort was made for it? The Lord would have His word received. He desires men to appreciate the work He has been doing to unify His people. He calls upon those connected with his institutions to be soundly converted. It is Christ's desire that men shall receive him and work in perfect harmony, serving God with heart and soul and strength, not only for a hope of heaven, but that in unselfishness, purity, and holiness they may be a blessing to others. We are not merely to be trees of righteousness. Christ said, "It is my Father's good pleasure that ye bear much fruit." John 15, verse 8.
I hear that there is some thought of locating the school at Berrien Springs in the southwest of Michigan. I am much pleased with the description of this place. The 112 acres of unimproved land will be a great blessing to the school in many ways. Also, the 40 acres of woodland. It will be a great blessing to have cheap water transportation. And the offer of buildings is of great value. The good hand of the Lord appears to be in this opening, and I hope and pray that if this is the place for the school, no hand will be stretched out to prevent the matter from reaching a successful issue. In such a place as Berrien Springs, the school can be made an object lesson, and I hope that no one will interpose to prevent the carrying forward of this work. The Review and Herald and the Sanitarium should help in this matter. I appeal to these institutions to do all in their power to help to secure this favorable opening. Let the school be established in such a place, and the name of the Lord will be magnified. I hope to see that which we ought now to behold, the establishment of important interests outside of Battle Creek. I hope that there will be a revival and a reformation among our people, bringing back to hearts the first love of the gospel. The Lord commends the Church of Ephesus for possessing some things in harmony with the truth. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne, and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored, and hast not fainted. Revelation 2, verse 2, 3. Nevertheless, he says, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. Verses 4, 5. I am instructed to say that these words are applicable to the churches in their present condition. The love of God has been lost, and this means the absence of love for one another. There is a reason why there is so much human working and so little of the pure grace of God in men's hearts. Self, self, self is cherished and is striving for the supremacy. How long will this continue to be as it has been? Unless there is a reconversion, there will be such a lack of godliness that the church will be represented by the barren fig tree. Great light has been given to the church. She has been given abundant opportunity for bearing much fruit. But selfishness has come in, and God says, "Except thou repent," verse 5, his spirit will not always strive with man. Those who do not bear good fruit are sure to bear evil fruit. Although they have a name to live, they are virtually dead. Jesus looked upon the pretentious, fruitless fig tree, and with mournful reluctance pronounced the words of doom. And under the curse of an offended God, the fig tree withered and died. God help his people to make the application of this lesson and to reform while there is still time. Let them walk in the light while they have the light. God loves his church. Though there are tares mingled with the wheat, yet the Lord knows his own. Thou hast a few names even in Sardis which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation 3, verse 4, 5. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Verse 6.